The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Yes, Lord, we set the blood against the powers of darkness, principalities and forces of darkness that might have been projected and set into this week and this day. We set the blood against the forces of darkness, the powers of darkness projected into the atmosphere. Oh, hallelujah. The beginning prayers, what was being played, yes, is so powerful. It's so powerful. I was just listening to it for the first, 5 minutes. Sometimes we take the first 5 minutes to just listen and just follow before we enter. Yes, resurrection, power for today is underway. Power for today is underway on this blessed day that the Lord has graciously ushered us into and given to us. Yes, yes, power for today is underway. Yes, coming to you from Deliverance Assemblies of God. Yes, Destiny House Podcast. Yes, power for today. Kola Baraba. Let's begin to bless the Lord and thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. The Lord is faithful. The Lord is good. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted and be uplifted. King of kings and Lord of lords. There is none
yes,
like
Lord.
Unto him. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
There is none to compare
yes,
unto
Lord.
Him. Our God
there
is God.
None
our God
like
is God.
There is
our
no
God has no equal.
Like
our God has no equal.
There is no
our
God,
God
like
has
Jehovah.
No equal. Jehovah
there is
has no
God
equal.
Like Jehovah.
Yahweh has no
yes,
equal.
Yes, Lord.
Yahweh has no equal.
Blessed be the
Yahweh
name of
no
our God.
Equal. Yahweh
blessed
has no equal.
Blessed be the name of our God.
Yahweh
thank
has
you,
no
Lord.
Equal. Yahweh has
thank
no equal.
You, Lord.
Yahweh has
Father,
no equal. Yahweh
you.
Has no equal.
Father, we bless Lipa your holy name. We celebrate you this morning. Thank you
shata.
For your love and care for us. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for the mercies, Lady. Thank you for all your kindness, your goodness and mercy. We celebrate you this morning, Father. We thank you for everything you have done for us. Watching over us and our families. For watching over the church, for watching over everyone online, through the night, oh God, through yesterday, we say thank you. We say blessed be your holy name.
Has no
yes, our Lord and our
has
God,
no equal.
You have
Yahweh
no equal.
Has no equal.
You have
Yahweh
no equal.
No equal.
Yes, O Lord.
Yahweh has
you have
no equal. Yahweh, you have
there
no
is
equal.
None like
Yahweh,
unto you.
You have no equal.
There is
Yahweh,
none before
you.
You. There is none
Yahweh,
after
you. Have no equal.
There is
Yahweh,
none beside you at your
Yahweh,
level.
You have no
there
equal.
Is none.
Yahweh, you
there
have
is
no
none.
Equal.
There is none. You are the one and only true God. We worship you this morning. We say thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your deliverance. Thank you, Lord. That, oh God, you are so kind to your children, and you love us so much.
Hallelujah,
thank you, our Father. Thank you for this blessed day. Thank you for this opportunity to gather under your feet. Thank you for what you have in store for us. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Word of God, the name of Jesus, and the blood of Jesus. We thank you for everything that you've given to us that pertains to life and godliness. We exalt your holy name, O God. Blessed be your name.
We thank you, Lord. We are grateful unto you. Unto you be all the glory.
Yes, Lord.
For the good things you have done.
Yes, Lord.
Blessed, 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 blessed art thou, Lord God Almighty, he who was and is and is to come. Your name alone be praised. Thank you this morning. Thank you for this opportunity. We are grateful unto you that you've given us life to live and a new day to live your life. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Father, we pray. Even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I said, resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us. And I welcome each and every one of us to power for today. Power for today is coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. I am the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, be assisted by Gladys with our media team, Boja Worldwide and Pascal, under the media team of Deliverance Assemblies of God. We want to thank the Lord for yet another brand new life in a brand new body, in a brand new day. These words are not just ordinary words. You can use them for prayer, for healing. Brand new life in a brand new body. The moment you mention in a brand new body, healing starts. In a brand new body, restoration of your body, your strength and energy begins. In a brand new day, the moment you declare new day, patterns and cycles are broken. Patterns and cycles are broken. Yes, the evil that you have been experiencing on each day, the moment you declare today is a brand new day, it's a brand new day, patterns and cycles are broken. I really want to thank the Lord for the depths and the dimensions, the degrees and levels that is leading us. Yes. Yesterday, I was ministering at North Kanisha Assemblies of God. Two services, morning and they were all both morning service, very early morning and then mid-morning. By 11 o'clock, 11:30, 12, the second service was over. And I was mentioning to them a research I made when I was doing one of my doctorates. And then Professor Colley, introduced a book to me. Yes, an old book, but he said he has found it online. I decided to go online and then I key in through this Logos book software. And then something just popped up. And I saw a research and it was said that only three people who lived here on earth were able to know God 5%. 5%. They were able to know God 5%. That throughout our lives here on earth, we may not know God up to 10%. 10%. And those three people who got to know God 5% were first Enoch, second Elijah, third Moses. The only person who knew God 100% was Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ knew God 100% because he himself was God. So Jesus Christ knew God 100%. And Jesus Christ has also made us to come to know God 100%. We can also know God 100%. Even though it is difficult. Why? Because God, there are dimensions in God. There are depths. There are heights. There are degrees and levels in God. I'm telling you. Before I continue, our team today is deploying the key of David for fruitfulness, productivity, and greater works. We are deploying the keys of David for fruitfulness, productivity, and greater works. And once again, I welcome everyone. Permit me to just say, General Masayao, your powerful message was delivered to me by Madam Pat. You understand? Your powerful message, very powerful and timely and wonderful. Yes, General, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord increase you. May the key of David, yes, come upon you and surround you and open more doors for you. Congratulations. Yes, once again, everyone that is here, so far there are over 70 people online, others to be joining. You are very, very wonderful people. Yes, let me continue. And those of you who are sharing, I tell you, indication from the sharing side shows that Many of you are doing very well. Our top sharer is Chief Executive Perisource Horizon, followed by others. When I finish, I'll go and look on the machine and see the names come. The top sharer, second top, third top, and all that. Yes. So the last time that the numbers were low, we saw that Perisource couldn't come online. She was in class. I pray that the Lord will give us favorable conditions. Yes, favorable conditions where we will be able to connect and share with others. It is not easy. I am telling you, we need to start practicing this. Look, Christianity is being smoked out by each passing day. Christianity is being hemmed. Hemmed, H-E-M-M-E-D. We are being, okay, hemmed. Christianity is being hemmed right from day one of Christianity. It has been hemmed. Christianity is being prevented. Christianity is being killed daily. Yes, the enemy has made it that he does not want Christianity to remain here, to spread. So, because as long as Christianity is here, he cannot operate well. He cannot operate well. Let me say this, it's part of the message. Any place there are tears, death, bloodshed, famine, accident, sicknesses and diseases, wasting of lives, and all that, that is the devil in operation. That is what glorifies Satan. That is what glorifies Satan. I am telling you, that is the only way he is glorified. And as long as he wants to be glorified, he will ensure that all these things are happening. But I can tell you that where there is joy, people are celebrating, people are happy, people are jumping. If you have ever seen the way the Jews worship God, their charisma, the way they dance, they hop, the way they hop in joy, hop with their hands in the air like that. Yes, any place you see sad things, that is God. That is what glorifies God. Yes. When we are happy, we are celebrating, we are jumping, we are shouting at the things that the Lord has done. Like you wake up in the morning, you go and stand outside and you shout, "Ooh, look at God, how great he is. Oh, what a day, what a day." You go to the seaside, look at the sea, look at God's creation. Oh, ooh, yeah, I am telling you. God will be turning on his throne. He will be turning on his throne. These are the things that brings, that magnifies God. And so the church is being hemmed. So we need to do everything to serve God. I'm telling you, as we are online right now, some are bathing, some are driving to work. In fact, somebody even told me that sometimes he's in lectures and then he'll be listening to lectures at the same time, be online. Yes. Sometimes the person will tell me that I am in meeting and recording the meeting, but I'm online. Hey, look, there is no time that Christianity will be free. We must find time to worship God here on earth. Lieutenant Colonel Amuako is now in China. He left on the day of the celebration, on the 9th of July, just midway of the celebration. And I know he's online. And he has gone there on an assignment. And he sent to one of our sisters, a church in China, how they have the church. I said, when you see the way the people were Church China, they don't want to hear Christ in China. Church in China, but here, a church in thousands of people. And I say, are you sure it's China? This is China. Then I was told that it's not everywhere. There are places that churches are still there and underground churches also. Yes, there are places that to be a Christian is not easy. Yes, a list was given. I don't have the list, but I can, some of them, Somalia, China, Pakistan, Afghanistan, North Korea. These six, I can remember. North Korea. Five, I can remember. North Korea. These countries. And Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia. These countries. To be a Christian there is not easy. Prophet John Dokusi, one of these days he will come and bless us. Of Goshen, my junior in secondary school, who has been inviting me to be a blessing to the church. Very soon, he will also become a blessing to us. One of the top clean men of God and prophets you can ever find. He doesn't just prophesy. He teaches, preaches, and then the word of God starts flowing. He told me that this was about 5 years ago, that God told him that there are only 3 million Christians in the whole world. 3 million. Serious Christians in the whole world. And that those 3 million serious Christians in the whole world, 70% are in difficult countries that I have mentioned. 70%. They are in North Korea. They are in China. They are in Saudi Arabia. They are in Afghanistan. They are in Pakistan. They are in China. They are in Somalia. 70% of them. So, beloved, we need to check ourselves. We need to check ourselves. He said he was sitting on the WC when the voice of God started speaking to him. He was just meditating. When the voice of God started speaking to him and he started shouting. The wife is a lawyer. The wife said, honey, what is happening to you? He said, no, I'm okay. I'm okay. Don't open. I'm okay. God is talking, telling me something. See, that day he couldn't eat. He started examining himself. 3 million Christians out of 7.8 billion people on earth, and out of them, it is recorded that Christianity is the highest religion. 2.8 billion are Christians, claim to be Christian. Out of this 2.8 billion, only 3 million serious Christians. Oh God. And 70% of these 3 million serious Christians are in these difficult countries. Then we need to check well. So please, we must do everything to serve God. Christianity is not a convenient thing. You must find your way. That's why the Bible says that since the day of John the Baptist, Matthew chapter 11 verse 12, is it 12:11 or 11:12? Since the day of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of heaven is being forcefully advancing, and forceful men and women take it by force. Forcefully advancing, that's the meaning. Taking it by force, that's the meaning. It means you must force your way to serve God. Conditions are not favorable, but we must force our way to do what? To serve God. Force your way. Force your way into prayer. Force your way, because that is the only way. And only few. Yes, the path is narrow. Go through the narrow gate. Go through the narrow gate. So everyone online, you are driving, you are online, you are washing down, you are online. You are taking breakfast, you are online. You are in taxi, you are online. You are in trotro, you are online. I am telling you that God is pleased with you. Hey, God is pleased with you. Sometimes there are places where data is not working. Somebody told me, Pastor, most of the mornings, I must make sure that I drive to a point, then I stop. I stop and listen. I get out of my house. I get to a certain point. Listen, God is marking you. God is marking you. That is Christianity. Somebody will say, oh, but there is no network, and so let me stay. What is your sacrifice? Christianity is sacrifice. Jesus sacrificed. And it is worth it. It is worth it. Every sacrifice is worth it all. Because where we are going after we leave this body is forever, is eternal. So we must sacrifice everything. Yes, we are again deploying the key of David. The key of David. According to Isaiah chapter 22, verse number 22. I will place on his shoulder the key of David, the key to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. 23 talks about stability. I will drive him like a peg into a firm place. He will be a seal of honor for the house of his father. 24, all the glory of his family will hang on him, his offspring and offshoots, all his lesser vessels, from the bowls to all the jars. From the bowls to all the jars. In fact, when you read 25, I will take time to give exposition on that. Jesus quoted the same scripture to John on the land on Patmos Island in Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 to 9. To the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. I will make those who are of the synagogue of Satan, who claim to be Jews, though they are not, but are liars, I will make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you. Synagogue of Satan. They make themselves Jews, but they are actually not. In the church, not everybody in the church is a child of God. I am telling you, not everybody in the church is a child of God. Christianity is individualistic. Yes. Only God can tell. I cannot even tell unless God reveals to me, because I can't see the heart. Christianity is in the heart. When you see the way people live, when you see people's lifestyle, that is telling you what controls them. I'm telling you, the way people talk, the things people cherish, people's taste, it is what is inside them is what they are manifesting. What is inside their heart? The heart is the only place that belongs to you and God. The heart is the only place that belongs to you and God. No one else, even the devil, doesn't know your heart. Never. Never. And we are not talking about physical heart. Yes. And the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, dwells in your heart. He lives in your heart. The Holy Spirit lives in your heart. So these people were part of the Church of Philadelphia. The Church of Philadelphia was the only church that was not condemned. All the other churches, they were commended and also condemned. But the Church of Philadelphia was only commended. They did not condemn them. And no wonder this church was given the key of David. The key of David is not a key like our key. The key of David is a ram. The key of David could also be an angel. Yes. These days, there is a prayer I've been praying, wearing the key of David like a garment. And I can tell you, I prayed that prayer after this thing for somebody, after the podcast. We prayed it on Friday. Somebody was going somewhere, and I put on you the key of David. And the person called me and was telling me certain things that when the person got to the office for the first time, how people were relating to her. The boss called her a name that she has never called her. The boss called her a name that she has never called her. And she was not responding. And the boss came and hit her and said, are you not? He said, she smiled. Because the boss has never called her that name before. Yes, the boss is not addressing you. The boss is addressing the key of David. Yes, the boss, sometimes when I go to places and people are bowing down, when I'm there on the pulpit, people come there and they are touching my feet and all that, my shoes and all that. It's not me they are touching. I don't see myself. As a bow, I say, Lord, it's not me. It's you. It's you. It's your feet. It's your feet. It's your feet, oh Lord. It's not my feet. It's your feet. It's your feet. My feet does not deserve to be touched. It's your feet. It's your feet in my feet. They are touching. So let your feet speak. When people are there, they are touching my feet, my shoe. That is what I say. That's what I say within myself. Some you can see that they are afraid to touch. They think that when they touch, I'll be angry. No. No, it's your faith. It's your conviction. Like the woman with the issue of blood who said in within her, or she thought, if only I touch the hem of the garment. Was Jesus angry? Jesus was not angry. So, beloved, it is by revelation. David was one person that never lost a battle. David never lost a battle. David never lost one battle because of the key that God gave him. The key of David. When you read Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, after Peter had rightly declared who Jesus was. And Jesus said, Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but it was revealed to you by my Father in heaven. Nevertheless, based on this revelation, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall never prevail against it. And I will give you the keys to the kingdom of God. The keys to the kingdom of God. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Do you know that that key is not a physical key? Favor is a key. Revelation is a key. Grace is a key. Yes. Yes, these are keys that God gives you. Favor. You enter places and doors are open. It's a key. Grace is a key. Goodness and mercy, they are angels. So the key of David I am telling you, it's a real key. Because of that key, David never lost the battle. And Jesus said, we have also qualified to receive the key of David. You know, I am becoming careful about some things because we need to be careful, we preachers. Christianity is not all about doing. It's about living. Christianity is about living and doing. Living and doing. Living and what doing. Last Saturday, when Reverend Akondo brought the car that somebody presented to him after making a presentation on the birthday, when he came to my house with the wife, he brought the Santa Fe Hyundai for me to bless. I mean, you look at the car, you see the glory of God. You see the glory of God. You look at the car, you see the glory of God. Friday, before then, I was just sharing with another man of God who came around. And then what the man of God experienced when he went back. Then, that man of God was also following online and heard the testimony. I think he's online even right now. And heard the testimony of Reverend Kennedy Akondo that I gave. And after the podcast, he was replaying and meditating about the testimony, how somebody made a presentation, and the following day. In fact, Reverend Akondo, on Friday, when he got here, he gave me some dollars. He and the wife, they sold some dollars into my life. Do you know what they said? He called me, I think, on Thursday to find out when I will be at home to bring the car for dedication. No, what? Dedication was done on Saturday, Gladys. Yes, Saturday night. Yes, Saturday night, around 9, 10 p.m. that they came. Not a Friday, Saturday night. And when he called me on Friday. When should they come tomorrow? When will I be at home? I say, I have a funeral, and all that. Do you know what he said to me? He said, not just the presentation of the car on Monday and the presentation of the debt that somebody owes the wife. Somebody came to pay the same day for 2 years, debt. Somebody came to pay. But he said, as he was speaking to me that Friday, within the week, he has received 10,000. 10,000 Ghana cedis. Cedis, including dollars. For the first time in life, within a week, he has received 10,000 cedis and dollars. And to prove to me, when they came here for the dedication, he presented to me some dollars. He and the wife dropped some dollars on my feet and they knelt down and touched my feet that the Lord said they should do so. Then this man of God said, as he was meditating about all this, the Lord said, find your own method for your success. Find your own heart method for your success. Reverend Akondo was sensitive. The Lord spoke to him. Go and do this. So that was the method. Obedience. What you do is your method. Let me give you an example. Some years ago, the Lord said to me, when any pastor comes in, don't let the person go. Don't let the person just go. I say, God, how do we do this? Our offering tithe. So if we take something out, How do we pay bills? How do you see? Go an extra mile. Any pastor who comes to preach or visits, don't let the person go empty-handed. So you see, that is our method. Every church has a secret. Look, every individual, you must also have what? A secret. A secret covenant that you perform, that God blesses you, which is known only to you. I'm telling you, it should come by revelation, it should come by conviction, it should come by faith, which is known to you alone. Known to you alone. Known to you alone. And you should tag whatever you are doing. So find what a method to be successful. And then when I started, I listened to that and I came and I was just meditating. The Lord just started writing a book. Because what he started telling me personally, you see, carve your own path to success. Carve your own path to greatness. Yes. Build your personal altar to greatness. Build your personal altar to success. And that I should check. All the great people in the Bible, they build altars. Noah built altar after the flood in Genesis 8. Abraham built an altar after God appeared to him in Genesis 12, 7, 8. Isaac built an altar in Genesis 26. After he dug the father's well. In fact, Abimelech's people, when he was being blessed, he sowed in the same land in the same year and started harvesting hundredfold. The Bible said that the man became rich. His rich continued to grow until he became very wealthy. Then the Bible says that the Philistines became envious of him and they drove him away. Leave us. He reopened the father's well. They will come and fight over it. Another one, they will fight over it. Another one, they didn't. Then he named that well Rehoboth, meaning God has given me room to expand. And after that, he built an altar. He built an altar. He built an altar. Jacob built an altar. Moses built an altar. Hey! Great people build altars. And do you know what is an altar? The Lord was telling me. An altar is setting a buffet before God. An altar is setting the table before the Lord. Saying, Lord, this is your table. Please come and dine. That is an altar. An altar is an activity you carry out daily or weekly or monthly, consistently. That is an altar to the Lord. To the Lord. Yes. So you build an altar either to the church or to your spiritual father. Every year I will do this for this person. Yearly altar. Every month I will do this. Monthly altar. Every week I will do this. Weekly altar. Every day I will do this. Daily altar. For your spiritual father or for the church that you attend. There is this brother Frank Ajay. Every Wednesday, I can't tell how many years now, he will go there and clean the place. Put the place in order from morning till 12. 12 o'clock, he will pray for 1 hour and leave. Only he knows. Only he knows why he's doing that. That is what his altar. Find your way. Find your method to be blessed. Carve your path for success. Carve your path for greatness. Build an altar. The Lord was telling me, your secret practices is what you are celebrated for outwardly, publicly. Your secret things, the things you do that no man is aware. There are many things I do for people. The lady pastor is not aware. She also, I am also not aware. There are things we do together that nobody is aware, because it has become our covenant. Every covenant is an altar. Beloved, we want to declare the key of David. And one of the people who qualify for the key of David are people who serve God as a covenant. This, the podcast we are doing, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, is an altar. This is an altar. The moment you set a particular time, you will pray at that time, you will meditate at that time, that becomes your heart, your altar. And an altar is setting the table before the Lord and inviting him that, Lord, please come and dine. That's how the key, those are the people who really qualify for the key of David. I want to say this before we pray. Yahweh has no equal. Amen. I say Yahweh has no equal. Amen. The God we serve has no equal. Please, I want to correct this impression. Satan and God are not the same. Satan and Jesus are not on the same plane. No. It is not that God is light and Satan is darkness. It is true. But they are not equal. In fact, God doesn't deal with Satan. It is angels that deal with him. Satan was a created angel like Michael and Gabriel. They were created. Satan was Lucifer. So it is Gabriel and Michael. They deal with Satan. So never see Satan as equals to God. He himself made himself a God. God didn't make him God. In fact, Adam was greater than Satan. Genesis 1 and 2, Adam was greater. In fact, when Satan was cast down, Adam was given authority over him. Man was given authority over Diabolos, over the devil. Yes. That was why Satan lured man by seduction and deception to disobey and then brought man under him. But Jesus has come to restore us. So Satan is not under your feet. When you read Luke chapter 10 from verse 17 to 19. Yes. God has put all the power of the devil under our feet, the devil himself, to trample upon what? Serpents and scorpions. These are demonic powers. They are under our feet. So please, anytime you are dealing with Satan or the devil, this should be your mindset. When we are praying, this should be your mindset. Satan is not equal to God. Or Jesus Christ, or the Holy Spirit. No. God has no equal. Yahweh has no equal. There is nothing. Yahweh is himself. God is by himself. He has no equal. Let's get this clear. So that you don't see Satan. You don't see ancestral, whatever, all this is, as any. No, you deal with them and you go ahead. As a matter of fact, you deal with Satan. You warn him in the day. Satan, today is my day. Get out. Get away. Stay away. Satan, this program, stay away. Because I know you. I know you. Stay away. You have placed an embargo on him. Continue your life. Don't have Satan and the devil in your mind. My goodness. Some people, super spirituality. I went to somewhere and then we were to eat and somebody was asked to bless the food. Honestly. Later, I asked my friend, why is it that this person you asked to bless the food? By the time the person finished praying, I didn't calculate the minutes. I don't want to exaggerate. The person cast the demon in the soup, cast the demon in the plate, cast the demon out of the person who prepared the food, cast the demon out of the table, cast the demon. I opened my eyes, cast the demon from the cutlery. I was just looking at him. Honestly, I opened my eyes and I was just looking at him. Ah, these are super spiritual, super spirituality too can become what? A bondage. Bless the food, Lord. I thank you for this provision. I sanitize it and sanctify it with the blood. Empower it with the Holy Spirit to be a blessing to my body. If anything you can add, Lord, bless the hands that prepared it. Bless the home that provided. I mean, if there is anything to add, that is it. You enjoy the meal. We should not be super spiritual. We should just be spiritual, normal. And be conscious of God. Be conscious of God, not the devil. Be conscious of God, but don't lose sight. Somebody should write it for me. Be conscious of God, but don't lose sight of the devil. Be conscious of God daily, but don't lose sight. Be conscious of God daily, but don't lose sight. Be conscious of God daily, but don't lose sight. Yes. Don't lose sight when things are happening around you. Don't lose sight to be conscious of the Holy Spirit, but don't lose sight. That's how we should live here on earth. Today, this is the greatest statement. Be conscious of God, but don't lose sight, so that you'll be taken advantage of. When you are angry, check yourself. When you are, check yourself, your mood, check it. Check it. Where is God? Where is the devil? Is the devil involved in this? Or is God? That's all. And I tell you that you will sail through. You examine your heart with the peace that you have, with the serenity and stability. That alone should tell you how God is involved. Say, Lord, we thank you. We are beginning to pray right now. Say, Lord, we thank you.
Lord, we thank you
for your word.
For your word.
And that through this word,
and that through this word,
you are making us.
You are making us.
You are establishing us.
You are establishing
you
us.
You are delivering us.
You are delivering us.
You are healing us.
You are healing us.
You are restoring
you
us.
You are restoring us.
You are blessing us.
You are blessing us.
You are increasing
you
us.
Are increasing us.
We are grateful, Lord.
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 That through your word,
that through your word,
you are making
us.
You are making us.
You are making us.
You are making us.
You are making us.
The word.
The word
is what makes us.
It's 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 what makes us.
The word.
The word
is what makes us.
It's 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 what makes us.
The word of God.
The word of God
is what makes us.
It's 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 what makes us.
Anytime.
Anytime.
We are hearing the word.
We are hearing the word.
We are being made.
We are being made.
We are being made.
We are being made.
We are being built.
We are being built.
We are being set up.
We are being set up.
We are being empowered.
We are being empowered.
We are being strengthened.
We are being strengthened.
Thank you for your word this morning.
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 Rakata kabaja kata kabaja kata kabaja.
Thank you for your word this morning. We thank you, Father, for your word that strengthens us. Your word that feeds our soul. Your word that nourishes our soul. Your word that empowers us. Your word that encourages us, giving us keys to live on earth, keys to live successfully and victoriously on earth. Father, we are grateful for your word. We are grateful for your word. Your word is spirit and it is life. Your word is spirit and it is life.
Your word is spirit and life.
Your word is spirit and life. Lord, we thank you for this, oh God.
Your word is spirit and life. Your word is spirit and life.
Your word is spirit and life.
Your word is spirit and life. Your word is spirit and life.
Your word is spirit and life.
Your word is spirit and life.
Your word is spirit and life.
Your word is spirit and life.
Your word is a key.
Yes, your word is a key.
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 Your word is my 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 key. Kaparakata kabaya.
Your word is my key to success.
Your word is my key to success.
Your word is my key to victorious living.
Your word is my key to prosperous living.
Your word is your key, O God.
Your word is my key to breakthrough.
Your word is my key to breakthrough.
Your word is my key to breakthrough.
Your word is my key to open doors.
Your word is my key
to open doors. Is my key.
Yes, the key to my testimony,
the
key to my miracle. Your word is my key. I celebrate you this morning.
I
celebrate you this morning.
Yes, Lord.
I celebrate you this morning, my God. I celebrate you. I adore you and I thank you. For your powerful word, your word is my key. Your word is my key to breakthrough. Your word is my key to testimonies. Your word is my key to my miracles. Your word is key. Your word is my key.
Yes, Lord,
to the manifestation of that testimony. Because when the word is declared, the devil has no power.
Yes, 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 yes.
When your word is declared,
yes, 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 yes.
Declare your word.
Yes, 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 yes.
Stand there.
Yes,
he
yes, yes.
Resist.
Your word is our key.
Your word is our key. Yes, Lord.
Your word is our key.
Let's declare.
Something is happening right now. The Lord was telling me something. I had to write it down.
Your word is our key.
Your word is our key.
Your word is our key.
What a revelation.
Your word is our key.
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 Your word is our key today.
Your word is our key today.
Your word is our key today.
Your word is our key.
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 Your word is my key.
I thank you for
your word. Your powerful word.
Your word, that is the law.
Yes, Lord, that when I declare, the devil cannot resist.
The devil cannot stand on my way.
When I use your word in prayer, it goes straight.
No power can stand on my way.
When I use your word,
Baba,
I declare your word into situations, circumstances.
There is immediate response
from heaven.
Thank you for your word,
for it is my key. Your word is my key.
Il est papa requetiki
baleketi. To living testimony.
Yes, Lord.
Your word is my key. To living testimony. Your word is my key.
Yes, Lord.
Today, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
To unlock our blessings.
Lord. Yes,
your word is our key.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for your word.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for your word. We are grateful.
Yes, Lord. We are grateful for your word.
Your word is our key to our fruitfulness, to our productivity, to our greater work, to our results. Your word is our key. Your word is our key. Your word is our key. To our results. To our results. To our greater works. 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 Your word is our key.
Your word is our key.
Your word is our key.
Your word is our key to greater wealth. Your word is our key to fruitfulness. Your word is our key to results and productivity.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
The Lord was telling me that the moment you engage the word, a scripture, you are giving that word a responsibility. Yes. You are giving that word a responsibility to work in your life. My God. See, the moment you declare a word, you stand on the scripture, that word, you have given that word what? A responsibility. And that word assumes a form, a nature, like an angel, and begin to fight for you. You have given that word a responsibility. My goodness. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That is why we need the word of God. I know sometimes I have been feeling that some people just came online and all they hear is that let us pray. Let me tell you, the devil also speaks in tongues. I'm telling you, the devil also speaks in all tongues. Paul said, I pray with understanding and I pray in the spirit. Jesus, before he performed miracles, especially among believers, he would teach over 1 hour, 2 hours. Then from there, he said, receive, 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 because the word has come to build your faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. Yes. The word come to stir your faith. This way, immediately your faith is stirred. Miracles are happening. Right now, whilst I was speaking, people are receiving testimonies and miracles. I'm telling you. So now that we are praying, we are consolidating. We are consolidating. We are consolidating. If you know the way this Money podcast is being a blessing to me. Now I'm recording it myself. I don't want to wait on the one that after this, they will upload it and then we play it. I'm recording it on another phone because I am realizing that some of the things that are coming out, I have not planned them. They are not from me. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you. That is why after this, when you have time, listen to it again. Listen to it again and again. Let it sink into you. Listen to it through. Because these words are hot. They are spirit and they are hot. Life. That's why sometimes I say, write this for me. Because it is not for me. The Holy Spirit just drop it. And I also need it. As I'm speaking right now, do you know what I'm seeing? I'm seeing all of us. We are in a different city. We are in, there is a cloud around all of us. I'm telling you, I am seeing a cloud, a beautiful cloud. And through that cloud, it's like a city. I don't know how to describe it. It's so clear and so clean. There is light. The entrance of thy word, that's what give us light. You see, the entrance of thy word. And one of the keys of success and greatness is revelation. 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 Revelation that you have knowledge of the word. Knowledge is the key to success. But the devil, even though he can quote the word, he also knows the Bible. But when we quote it, it assumes life. This Bible in black and white, it is nothing until you say it is written. It is nothing until you pray it. When you are going to bed, put the Bible under your pillow and sleep, and say that when you put it there, no demon can come there. That day, you see what the demon, they will hit your head with iron rod. Hit you. When you wake up, then you think that, why is that I put the Bible under my pillow and the demons came to me? This Bible you are seeing is nothing. It contains the word. It is when you say it is written. It is written. That is when the word rises up from the Bible to fight for you. That's why we need Sunday school. We need to study the word. We need Bible studies to know the word. But today, people don't want it. They don't want Sunday school. They don't want it. They don't want it. Their Bibles are so neat. So neat. Because they don't open. That's why you are a victim. That's why you can take, you can take 15 minutes to bless food. 15 minutes, 5 minutes to bless food. Just bless food. You take 5 minutes to cast out the demon from the plate. Cast out the demon from the water. Cast out the demon from the table. Cast out the demon from those who prepare the food. Cast out the demon from the cutlery. Cast out the demon from the soup. I was just looking at him. I said, who is this? Who is this? I nearly started eating. What is this super spirituality? I see some super spirituality among some people in the church, and I'm controlling them. I am watching them. I don't want to mention their name. I am watching them. It's a group. I am watching them. Don't be super spiritual. Do not be hot. Super spiritual, please. Be spiritual. Today the spirit said we should wear so so and so color. Today the spirit said we should tie our hair like this. What is that? Super spirituality. Where did you see that in the New Testament? Yes, I'm not saying that the spirit cannot do that. He can do that too. He can. He can. Once in a while, please obey him. But super spiritual. Yes, sometimes, yes. I decide what to wear. Before I realize, I get another decision to wear something else. Look, God is still interested in what we wear, but it is not. Don't be super spiritual. Otherwise, it becomes what religion. Say religion. Say religion. Religion is bondage. Christianity is not religion. Christianity is a way of life, freedom life, in discipline, in the word. Religion is bondage. Christianity is not religion. It's a way of life. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I deploy the key of David.
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 I deploy the key of David today.
I deploy
the key of David this week.
I deploy
the key of David.
I deploy the key
for my fruitfulness.
For my fruitfulness.
For my productivity.
For my productivity.
For my greater works.
For my greater
for my result.
For my result.
For my promotion.
For my promotion.
For my testimony.
For my testimony.
For my increase.
For my increase.
For my healing.
For my healing.
For my deliverance.
For my deliverance.
For my breakthrough.
For my breakthrough.
For my open.
For my open door.
I deploy the key of David.
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 Deploy the key of David.
I deploy the key of David.
I deploy the key of David.
I deploy the key of David.
Yes, for my fruitfulness.
For my fruitfulness.
For my
fruitfulness. For my productivity. For my results.
For my greater
works. I deploy the key of David.
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 I deploy the key of David. David. I deploy the key of 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 David. Let's deploy the key of David right now.
I deploy the key of David. I deploy the key of David. I deploy the key of David.
Le papa rakata kabale kete kebara.
Le papa rokoto kabaya kata kabaya kata.
Le papa lokoto kabale kete kebale. Le papa lokoto kabara kata kabaya. Le pepe eteke barokoto kabaya. Le papa leketeke barokoto kabaya. In Jesus' mighty name, say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, with the key of David, I unlock every hidden blessing, any blessing that is hiding from me, any blessing that the enemy is holding, I unlock it with the key of David. I unlock my breakthrough, my blessings, my healing, my open doors, I unlock with the key of David. I unlock my greatness, my breakthrough, my open doors, I unlock, any blessing of mine that the enemy is holding, I unlock it with the key of David. I unlock and possess every blessing of mine in the custody of the devil, in the custody of his agent, in the custody of witches and wizards, in the custody of the occult, in the custody of the children of darkness. Any blessing of mine, any breakthrough of mine, any finances of mine, any business of mine, any business of mine, any open door of mine, that is the custody of the devil and his agents, and his agents, and his children, and his children, and witches and wizards, and the occult, and the people of this world. I unlock with the key of David. I unlock and possess. 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 Unlock and possess. Unlock and possess. I lock and possess. Unlock and possess. I 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 unlock and possess. Le papa rakata kabaya kata. Le pukutu kaba rakata kabaya. Le pepe kete kibaru. Le pepe kete kibaru kutu kabaya. Le pepe kete kibaru kutu. Le pepe kete kibaru kutu kabaya. Le pepe kete kibaru kutu kabaya. Le pepe kete kibaru kutu kaba ite kibaya. Le pepe kete kibaru. Le pepe kete kibaru. I possess. I possess. I unlock and 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 possess my testimonies. I unlock and possess my prophetic word. I unlock and possess. I unlock and possess. I unlock and possess in Jesus' mighty name. Say with the key of David. I unlock and possess the wealth of the nations. Somebody should write it for me. Say with the key of David. I unlock and possess the wealth of the nations. The wealth of the nations. The wealth of the nations. The wealth of hidden places. The wealth of hidden places. The wealth of the nations. With the key of David. I unlock and possess. With the key of David. I unlock and possess. With the key of David. I unlock and possess. With the key of David,
yes, Lord.
I unlock and possess the wealth of the nations,
the wealth of the nations,
the wealth of the nations, the wealth of the nations,
the wealth of the nations,
the wealth of the nations, the wealth of the nations, the wealth of the nations,
the wealth of the nations,
the wealth of the nations, The wealth of the nation. I unlock and possess the wealth of the nation. I unlock and possess with the key of David. I unlock. I unlock and I possess. I unlock the wealth of the nations. The wealth of the nations. The wealth of the nations. The nations. The nations. The nations. The nations. The wealth of the nations. The wealth of the continent. The wealth of the continent. The wealth of the continent. With the key of David. I unlock.
I unlock.
Possess. The wealth of the nations. The wealth of the nations. I unlock and possess. The wealth in this city. The wealth in this city. The wealth in this town. The wealth in this nation. Where I am residing.
Yes, Lord.
Where I am residing. Where I am residing. I unlock and possess. The wealth of Ghana.
Yes, the wealth of Ghana.
Of Ghana,
the wealth of America,
the wealth of United Kingdom, the wealth of Malaysia, the wealth of Australia,
the wealth of Denmark,
the wealth of Denmark, the wealth of Egypt,
the wealth of
Ethiopia, the wealth of Kenya, with the key of David, I unlock and possess,
I unlock and possess,
the wealth of Germany,
the wealth of Germany,
the wealth of Germany,
the wealth of Germany,
I unlock and possess,
the wealth of Accra.
The wealth of Ghana,
the wealth of Ghana,
the wealth of the region,
the wealth of the region,
the wealth of Greater Accra, the wealth of Eastern region,
the wealth of Western region,
the wealth of Central region,
the wealth of Border region,
the wealth of Oti region,
the wealth of Ashanti region,
the wealth of Northern region,
the wealth of
any other region,
yes, yes,
yes, upper west.
Yes, yes, yes.
I unlock and possess.
We unlock and possess.
With the key of David.
I unlock and possess.
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 The wealth,
the wealth, the wealth.
The wealth,
the wealth, the wealth.
The wealth, the wealth, the wealth.
The wealth of this city.
The wealth of this city.
The wealth of this city.
The wealth of the nation.
The wealth of this city.
The wealth of this
the
city,
wealth of this
the wealth of this town,
the wealth of this town,
the wealth of this village,
yes, the wealth of this village,
the wealth of these people,
the wealth of these people,
the wealth of these people,
the wealth of this neighborhood,
the wealth of this neighborhood,
the wealth of this neighborhood,
the wealth of this community,
the wealth of this community,
the wealth of this community,
the wealth of Africa,
the wealth of Africa.
The wealth of Europe,
of Africa,
the wealth of North and South
Europe,
America,
the wealth of Asia, North America,
the wealth of Australia,
the wealth of South America,
the wealth of Australia,
the Paparakatakabaya.
Yes, the wealth of Asia, we possess, yes, Lord, with the key of David, we unlock and possess, we unlock and possess, we unlock and possess, we unlock and possess. We unlock and possess.
We unlock and
possess. Yes, the riches of the nations. The riches of the wicked.
We unlock and possess.
With the key of David, I unlock it in Jesus' name.
Say with the key of David.
With the key of David,
I unlock.
I unlock
and possess.
And possess
the wealth.
The wealth
of the nations.
Of the nations.
Of the world.
Of the world.
The wealth.
The wealth
of my company.
Of my company.
The wealth.
The wealth
of this company.
Of this company.
The wealth.
The wealth
of my neighborhood.
Of my neighborhood.
The wealth.
The wealth
of my community.
Of my community. The wealth
of my family.
Of my family.
The wealth.
The wealth
of my colleagues.
Of my colleagues.
The wealth.
The wealth
I unlock and possess.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Do you know what the Holy Spirit was telling me? He said, this is how the occult take what belongs to us.
Wow.
See, especially when I mentioned I unlock and possess the wealth of my colleagues. That is why you give things to people and you are not aware. Have you given something out and you go back home and later you start to feel, why did I give this thing out? Ah, why at all? The Holy Spirit just told me, say, this prayer we are praying is powerful. It is unlocking things. That is what they use. Witches and wizards, when they meet, they possess, they unlock and possess our things. So you see the way the Holy Spirit is leading us. Father, we give you all the glory. Every treasure they have stolen from us, we repossess them. Yes, Perisos, God bless you. Yes, every treasure we unlock and possess. We unlock and possess. We unlock and possess. Amen. Every treasure of ours in the custody of the enemy,
yes,
we unlock and possess. With the key of David, we unlock and possess. 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 Every treasure, every blessing with the key of David, we unlock and possess. Every consignment that must come to us with the key of David, we unlock and possess. We unlock and possess. We unlock and possess.
We unlock and possess. We unlock and possess.
In Jesus' mighty name. We give thanks to the Almighty for how far He has led us. Glory be to God.
Amen.
He is indeed a faithful God. Unto Him alone be all the glory. Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. You are faithful. You are faithful. There is a testimony, and there are testimonies that have been unlocked. Father, let your people experience what they have never experienced before. Unto you be all the glory. The rest of the day, we unlock this day. We unlock and possess the blessing of this day. The blessing of this day. Today, the 17th day. The 17th day of July 2023. We unlock the blessing of the day and the blessing of the night. With the key of David, we unlock. We unlock any testimony that has been programmed for your people to give today. We unlock them. We unlock them. No postponement. We unlock them. We unlock them. We unlock them. And with the key of David, we unlock every delay. We unlock every delay. We unlock every delay. We unlock every stagnation. We unlock every delay in everybody's life. I unlock every delay. I unlock every stagnation. I unlock the door of delay. I unlock the door of stagnation. The door of delay. The door of stagnation. The door of delay. The door of stagnation. The door of delay. The door of stagnation. I unlock. I unlock. I unlock. I unlock. I unlock.
I unlock. Yes, Lord. With the key of David.
With the key of David.
Yes, Lord.
And with the key of David, I shut.
Jesus.
Every door of the
Lord.
Devil,
yes,
I shut, I shut,
shut it.
I shut it
every
and seal it.
Door of the
I shut
devil.
It and seal
shut
it.
It.
The
we
smallest door of the devil in my life with the key of David, I shut and seal. I shut and seal. I shut and seal. I
shut and seal.
I shut and seal.
Yes, we shut.
Anything in my life,
yes, Lord,
that has become a door, anger has become a door, lust has become a door, hatred, offense has become a door, bitterness has become a door. Unbelief has become a door. Lying has become a door. Fear has become a door. In my life, with the key of David, I shut and seal. 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 In the life of everyone, I shut and seal. I shut and seal. I shut and seal. I shut and seal. I shut and seal.
Shut and seal.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Today, your time has been taken by the Lord. It's a sacrifice. It's an altar. We'll continue with this altar. God willing, on Wednesday morning, Friday morning. Yes, this week again, we are gathering Wednesday evening and Friday evening to thank the Lord. We are continuing on Sunday. In fact, I am looking for a strategic day. The Lord is leading me to organize an impartation day to impart you for the celebration. 60th birthday impartation. 60th birthday impartation Sunday. 60th birthday impartation week. I am just looking for that day. Yes. And I'm waiting to send a message of thank you. Even though verbally we say thank you, so, so, and so. But a message from me, from the celebrant, is yet to come. In fact, you have done well. After this celebration, do you know that some people are sick? Some people, some of the committee members, they are broken down because they worked tirelessly. They worked. Let me tell you, a door is open for you.
Amen.
You have ushered yourself into a realm.
Amen.
A realm that you will never regret for the rest of your life. Just rest.
Thank you, Lord.
For the Lord has taken over your battles and your case.
Amen.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you for being online. Whenever I see you and your comments, they are so much an encouragement to us. They inspire us. Our generals online. Oh, yes. People who are sharing, two people really share our program so much, or three. Perisos Horizon, Chief Executive, Renny Opong, yes, Facebook. I think on Facebook she's number one. Who share the church's program, followed by Perisos. Then Ellen. Yes, Madam Rose Aite.
Yeah.
Today, the name of Madam Rose Aite has come.
Aite.
Rose Aite. Has also appeared. Yes, Rosaite has also appeared.
God bless you.
God bless you. Congratulations. Yes, Masayo. Oh, Masayo. Yes. These are great people. God bless you.
Amen.
And increase you. And let the people you share with give you their testimonies. And praise the God that you serve. And thank God for your life that you have connected them to the door of testimonies. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Celebrate today. I usher you with the key of David. I unlock your day.
Amen.
Your going and coming. I put on you like a garment, the key of David.
Amen.
Wear it like a garment.
Amen.
To enter wherever you are going.
Amen.
In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Shalom. Amen. Peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.